sahanavavatu, sahanavbhunaktu, sahaviryam karavavahai, tejasvinavaditamastu ma vidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti. They're chanting. Om Ganana Anfa Ganapati Gum Hava Mahe Kavin Kavina Upamashravastamam Jaisarajam Brahmanam Brahmanas Padana Shrimban Nutibisi Dasadhanam Om Maha Ganapataye Namaha Om Namaste Astu Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya Mahadevaya Trayambakaya Tripurandakaya Tripurandakaya Trikalagni Kalaya Kalagni Rudraya Nilakantaya Mrityunjayaya Sarveshwaraya Sadashivaya Sriman Mahadevaya Namaha Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanam Mrityor Mukshiyamamrutaatam Om Shanno Mitra Shambaranaha Shanno Pavatvaryama Shanna Indra Brahaspatihi Shanno Vishnurukramaha Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayu, Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi, Twameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami, Ratam Vadishyami, Satyam Vadishyami, Tanmamavatu, Tadvartaramavatu, Avatu Mam, Avatu Vartaram. Om Shanti 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 Om Sahana Bhavatu Sahanau Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavaditamastu Ma Vidvishavahai Om Shanti 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 Om Yaschandasa Mrishapo Vishvarupaha Chando Pyo Chamrata Atsam Prabhuva Samendro Metaya Aspranotu Amritasya Devatarano Puyasam Shariram Me Vicharshanam Jehva Me Matumattama Karna Abhyam Puri Vishruvam Brahmana Kosho Simetaya Pihitaha Shritam Me Gopaya Om Shanti 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 Om Maham Vrikshasya Rediva Kirtiv Prishtam Girediva Urdhva Pavitro Vajiniva Swamritam Asmi Travinagum Savarchasam Sumedha Amritokshitaha Iti Trishankor Vedanu Vachanam Om Shanti 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 Om Purnamadam Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishate Om Shanti 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 Om Apyayantu Mamangani Vak Pranas Chakshu Shrotramato Balamindriyani Chasarvani Sarvam Brahma Upanishadam Maham Brahma Nirakuryam Mama Brahma Nirakarot Anira karanamastu anira karanam me astu tadatmani nirateya upanishat siddharmaste mai santu te mai santu Om Shanti 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 Om Vang Me Manasi Pratishthita Mano Me Vachi Pratishthitam Avir Avir Ma Eti Vedasya Maani Istaha Shrutam Me Ma Prahasihi Anena Dhitena Aho Ratran Santhathami Ratam Vadishyami Satyam Vadishyami Tanmam Avatu Tadvartaram Avatu Avatu Mam Avatu Vartaram Avatu Vartaram Om Shanti 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 Om Padranno Apivataya Manaha Om Shanti 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 Om Padran Karne Vishnu Yama Devaha Padran Pashe Makshabir Yajatraha Sthirai Rangai Ishtishtu Vagum Sastanubihi Vyashema Devahitan Yadayuhu Swastina Indro Vrishashravaha Swastina Pusha Vishwavedaha Swastina Starksho Arishtanemihi Swastino Brahaspatir Tathatu Om Shanti 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 Om Yo Brahmanandidadati Purvam Yo vai vedamscha prahinoti tasmai tagum hadevam atma buddhir prakasham. Oh, sorry. Devam atma buddhir prakasham. Mumukshur vai sharanamaham prapadye. Om shanti shanti shanti. Let's look at this one. Repeat after me. Om Yo Brahmanandidadati Purvam Om Yo Brahmanandidadati Purvam Brahmanam Om Yo Brahmanandidadati Purvam Om Yo Brahmanandidadati Purvam Om Yo Brahmanandidadati Purvam Om Yo Brahmanam Vidadati Purvam Yo Vai Vedamscha Prahinoti Tasmai 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 Om Yo Brahmanam Vidadati Purvam Om Yo Brahmanam Vidadati Purvam Yo Vai Vedamscha Prahinoti Tasmai 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 Tagum Hadevatma Buddhi Prakasham Tagum Hadevam Atma Buddhi Prakasham Tagum Hadevam Atma Buddhi Prakasham Tagum Hadevam Atma Buddhi Prakasham Mumukshur Vaisharanamaham Prapadye Mumukshur Vaisharanamaham Prapadye Mumukshur Vai Sharanamaham Prapadye I'll do a section once and then together we'll do it two more times, okay? Together we'll do it three times. I'll do it once and together we'll do it three times, okay? Om Yo Brahmanam Vidadati Purvam 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 Yo Vai Vedamscha Prahinoti Tasmai Yo Vai Vedamscha Prahinoti Tasmai
Yo vai vedam sya prahinoti tasmai. Yo vai vedam sya prahinoti tasmai. Yo vai vedam sya prahinoti tasmai. Tagum hadevam atma buddhi prakasham. 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 Mumukshur vai sharanamaham prapadye. Mumukshur vai sharanamaham prapadye. Mumukshur vai sharanamaham prapadye. Mumukshur vai sharanamaham prapadye.
Let's try a couple of times together.
Om yo brahmanandita tati purvam yo vai vedansya prahinoti tasmai tagum hadevam atma buddhi prakasham mumukshur vai sharanamaham prapadye. Om yo brahmanandita tati purvam yo vai vedansya prahinoti tasmai tagum hadevam atma buddhi prakasham mumukshur vai sharanamaham prapadye. Om yo brahmanandita tati purvam yo vai vedamsya prahinoti tasmai tagum hadevam atma buddhi prakasham mumukshur vai sharanamaham prapadye. Om shanti shanti shanti.
These next ones below, we've learned these a long time ago. But let's repeat after me and let's see if we can remember them. Shruti smriti purananam aryam karnaryam namami bhagavatpadam shankaram lokashankaram. Shruti smriti purananam aryam karnaryam namami bhagavatpadam shankaram lokashankaram. Shruti smriti purananam alayam karunalayam namami bhagavat padam shankaram lokashankaram. Shruti smriti purananam alayam karunalayam namami bhagavat padam shankaram lokashankaram. Shruti smriti purananam alayam karunalayam namami bhagavat padam shankaram lokashankaram. Shankaram shankaracharyam keshavam badarayanam sutrabhashakratau vande bhagavantau punah punaha. Shankaram shankaracharyam keshavam badarayanam sutrabhashakratau vande bhagavantau punah punaha. Shankaram shankaracharyam keshavam badarayanam sutrabhashakratau vande bhagavantau punah punah. Shankaram shankaracharyam keshavam badarayanam sutrabhashakratau vande bhagavantau punah punah. I don't know if you've learned, I don't think you've learned this one. Let's try. Narayanam padmapuvam sushaktam chitakutu parasharam cha jyasam shikam gaurapadam mahantam govinda yoginta sushishtam. Narayanam padmapuvam vasishtam. Narayanam padmapuvam vasishtam shaktam chitakutu parasharam cha. Shaktim chatat putra parasharam cha. Narayanam. Sorry, I'm trying to get this rhythm here. Narayanam. 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 Padma bhuvam.
Padma
bhuvam.
Padma
bhuvam. Vasishtam. Vasishtam. Vasishtam.
Vasishtam.
Vasishtam. Vasishtam.
Vasishtam.
Shaktim.
Shaktim.
Shaktim. cha.
Cha.
Tat putra, tat putra parashram. Tat putra parashram.
Tat
putra parashram. Tat putra parashram.
Tat putra parashram.
Cha. Vyasam. Shukam. Gaudapadam. Gaudapadam. Mahantam.
Mahantam.
Govinda.
Govinda.
Yogindram.
Yogindram.
Atasya Sishyam. It's actually Atasya, but Atasya Sishyam. Govinda Yogindra Yogindram Atasya Shishyam.
Govinda Yogindra
Atasya
Shishyam. Govinda
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 Yogindram
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 Atasya
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 Shishyam
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 Narayanam Padmapuvam
Narayanam Padmapuvam
Vasishtam
Vasishtam
Shaktim
Shaktim
Cha.
Cha.
Tat putra parashram cha.
Tat putra parashram cha.
Vyasam shukam.
Vyasam shukam.
Vyasa shukam.
Vyasam
shukam. Vyasam. Vyasam, sorry. Vyasam shukam.
Vyasam shukam.
Gaudapadam.
Gaudapadam.
Mahantam.
Mahantam.
Govinda Yogindram.
Govinda
Yogindram Atasya
Atasya
Shishyam
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 Shishyam.
But these are, I'll translate it for you properly next week because I didn't look all these things up. These are names of the whole Sampradaya of Shankara, beginning with Narayana, beginning with the Lord, going to Padmabhuvam, Vasishtam, Shaktim, and his son Parashuram. They're just a list of all of the names of the people in the Sampradaya, then Vyasa, Shuka, Gaudapadam, the great Gaudapadam, I think Mahantam probably goes to Gaudapadam, one of Shankara's great-grandfather teacher. Then Govinda, and then Yogindram, and then Atasya Shishyam. So who all of these people are, I don't exactly remember, I have to look it up.
But Shankara's name is not there.
No, it's coming. Next verse. Okay. So that's what we're doing in these two verses. It's just a list of all of the people in the Sampradaya. Okay. So let's just work on this one a little bit. Narayanam Padmabhuvam Vasishtam Shaktim Chatat Putra Parashuram Cha Vyasam Shukam Gaudapadam Mahantam Govinda Yogindram Atasya Sishyam Narayanam Padmapuvam Narayanam Padmapuvam Vasishtam Narayanam Padmapuvam Vasishtam Narayanam Padmapuvam Vasishtam Shaktim Chatat Putra Parashuram Cha Shaktim Chatat Putra Parashuram Cha Shaktim Chatat Putra Parashuram Cha Shaktim Chatat Putra Parashuram Cha. You see how the anuswara is going to change to the nasal of the cha, right? Shaktim Cha. Shaktim Chatat Putra Parashuram Cha. Shaktim Chatat Putra Parashuram Cha. Narayanam Padmabhuvam Vasishtam. Narayanam Padmabhuvam Vasishtam. Narayanam Padmapuvam Vasishtam Shaktim Chatat Putra Parashuram Cha Shaktim Chatat Putra Parashuram Cha Narayana Vyasam Shukam Gaudapadam Mahantam Vyasam Shukam Gaudapadam Mahantam Vyasam Shukam Gaudapadam Mahantam Vyasam Shukam Gaudapadam Mahantam Govinda Yogindram Thasya Shishyam Govindam Yogindram Thasya Shishyam Narayanam Padma Bhuvam Vasishtam Narayanam Padma Bhuvam Vasishtam Shaktin Chatat Putra Parasharancha Shaktin Chatat Putra Parasharancha Vyasam Shikam Shikam Gaudapadam Mahantam Vyasam Shikam Gaudapadam Mahantam Govinda Yogindra Mathasya Shishyam Govinda Yogindra Mathasya Shishyam Narayanam Padma Bhuvam Vasishtam Narayanam Padma Bhuvam Vasishtam Shaktin Chatat Putra Parasharancha Shaktin Chatat Putra Parasharancha Vyasam Shukam Gaudapadam Mahantam Vyasam Shukam Gaudapadam Mahantam Govinda Yogindra Mathasya Shishyam Govinda Yogindra Mathasya Shishyam Let's try it together. Narayanam Padma Bhuvam Vasishtam Shaktin Chatat Putra Parasharancha Vyasam Shukam Gaudapadam Mahantam Govinda Yogindra Mathasya Shishyam Narayanam Padma Bhuvam Vasishtam Shaktin Chatat Putra Parasharancha Vyasam Shukam Gaudapadam Mahantam Govinda Yogindra Mathasya Shishyam Narayanam Padma Bhuvam Vasishtam Shaktin Chatat Putra Parasharancha Vyasam Shukam Gaudapadam Mahantam Govinda Yogindra Mathasya Shishyam Once more time, a little slowly and then move on to something else. Narayanam Padma Bhuvam Vasishtam Good.
Narayanam Padma Bhuvam
Vasishtam
Narayanam Padma Bhuvam Vasishtam
Narayanam
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 Padma Bhuvam
Padma Bhuvam
Padma Bhuvam
Padma Bhuvam
Padma Bhuvam
Padma Bhuvam
Vasishtam.
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 Narayanam Padma Bhuvam 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 Vasishtam
Narayanam Padma Bhuvam Vasishtam
Narayanam Padma Bhuvam Vasishtam
Shaktincha
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 Tat Putra Parasharamcha
Tat Putra Parasharamcha
Tat Putra
Putra
Parasharam
Parasharam
Cha Parasharam
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 Well, that's because I didn't put the cha. When I put the cha, I have to say na. Parasharam cha.
Parasharam.
If I say it by itself, it's going to be Putra Parasharam. If I put the cha on, I have to say Putra Parasharam Cha, because of the Sandhi, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, Tat Putra Parasharam Cha.
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 Tat Putra
Tat putra parasharan cha. Narayanam padma puvam vasishtam.
Narayanam padma puvam
vasishtam. Sometimes I forget to say that, you know, also, and you'll hear even if Swami Vagishananda, sometimes if there's even a little pause, it'll go to the M. They won't do the Sunday. So you're going to hear it either way. For the Narayanam Padma Bhuvam, it's always going to be an M because of the pa, right? But that va, it should really be la, a nasalized. So it should go na, Narayanam Padma Bhuvam Vasishtam.
Narayanam padma
bhuvam vasishtam.
Narayanam padma bhuvam vasishtam.
Narayanam padma bhuvam vasishtam.
Narayanam padma bhuvam vasishtam.
Shaktin cha tat putra parasharan cha. Shaktincha
Shaktincha
Tatputra
Tatputra
Parasharancha
Parasharancha
Shaktincha Tatputra Parasharancha
Shaktincha
Tatputra Shaktin chatat putra.
Shaktin
chatat putra.
Shaktin chatat putra.
Parasharam cha.
Parasharam cha.
Parasharam cha.
Parasharam cha.
Shaktin chatat putra. Parasharam cha. Shaktin chatat putra.
Shaktin chatat putra.
Shaktin chatat putra.
Shaktin chatat putra.
Say it over and over again. Shaktin chatat putra. Shaktin chatat putra. Shaktin chatat putra. Shaktin chatat putra. Parasharancha. 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 Shaktin chatat putra parasharancha. Shaktin chatat putra parasharancha. Together. Shaktin chatat putra parasharancha. Shaktin chatat putra parasharancha. Shaktin chatat putra parasharancha. Narayanam padma puvam vasishtam. Narayanam padma puvam vasishtam. Shaktin chatat putra parasharancha. Shaktin chatat putra parasharancha. Vyasam shukam gaurapadam mahantam. Vyasam shukam gaurapadam mahantam. Vyasam shukam. Vyasam shukam. Vyasam shukam. Vyasam shukam gaurapadam mahantam. Gaurapadam mahantam. Gaurapadam mahantam. Gaurapadam mahantam. Gaurapadam mahantam. Gaurapadam mahantam. Vyasam shukam gaurapadam mahantam. Vyasam shukam gaurapadam mahantam. Vyasam shukam gaurapadam mahantam. Vyasam shukam gaurapadam mahantam. Govinda yogindram. Govinda yogindram. Govinda yogindram. Govinda yogindram. Govinda yogindram. Govinda yogindram. Atasya shishyam. Atasya shishyam. Atasya shishyam. Atasya shishyam. Vyasam shukam gaurapadam mahantam. Vyasam shukam gaurapadam mahantam. Govinda yogindram atasya shishyam. Govinda yogindram atasya shishyam. Okay. That's pretty good. We'll work on it. Good. Let's take a little break. I want to change this talk. I'm too hot. And... Okay. I think that you're, we're on page 8, and we'll go on to page 9. So you should have both pages 8 and 9. Everybody, look at your notes and see. I was trying to figure out exactly where we'd left off, and I...
38?
39?
I have
38,
actually.
I have notes for 38.
That's what I thought, okay. That's exactly right, that's what I thought.
So, Atmabodha, page 39.
Yeah, I don't know if I can remember how to...
Just start with the first one, though.
What?
Start with the first one.
Yeah, let me try that.
For the tune, you mean, right?
For the tune, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Let's see. Tobobi, Tobobi, China, Papa, no. Tobobi, China, Papa, no. Tobobi, China, Papa, no. Tobobi, China, Papa, no. Shanta, no. Keep going to the Bhagavad Gita, you know, it's so. I don't know why. But I do. So let me just try this. I was going to have this set up so that I could check it. But, you know. We'll do it this way. That's right. Atmanyeva kilandrishan pravilapya tiyasidhihi bhaviyet ekamatmanam Nirmalakashavatsada Atmanyeva kilam drishyam Atmanyeva kilam drishyam Pravilapya dhyasudhihi Pravilapya dhyasudhihi Bhavyet ekamatmanam Bhavyet ekamatmanam Nirmalakashavatsada Nirmalakashavatsada Atmanyeva kilam drishyam Atmanyeva kilam drishyam Pravilapya dhyasudhihi Pravilapya dhyasudhihi Bhavyet ekamatmanam Bhavyet ekamatmanam Nirmalakashavatsada Nirmalakashavatsada Sandhi Atmani eva akilam. Atmani eva akilam. Ipasa is yea, right? Atmani eva akilam. Drishyam pravilapya dhya sudhihi. Bhavayet, tata bhavayet, ekam, atmanam, nirmala, akashavat, sada. Okay. Took at the beginning. Atmani, from Atman. Atmani is locative singular. In or on the Atma. Atmani. Eva. Right? From Atman, Atmani, so in or on the Atma. Eva, indeed. Akilam, all, entire, whole. Whole in the sense of all, everything, all, complete, all, everything. Drishyam is a potential participle from drish, to see. So drishyam is mean that which can be seen. So it stands for all objects. Anything that is objectifiable is called drishyam. It's capable of being perceived. So drisham is a word that's used for all objects. So akilam drisham, all objects. And here drisham is in the accusative singular. Akilam is adjectival. Akilam drisham, all objects. Pravilapya. I'm going to teach you this in the grammar section of the class today. The indeclinable past participle, which ends in twa, having, like for instance, having seen his friend, he then went home. That having done, having seen. That twa ending, called the indeclinable past participle, is replaced by ya if the particip, if the verb has a preposition in front of it. Like here, this has the preposition pra and in front of it. So that, yeah, as we'll learn, don't worry about it now. Just know this is an indeclinable past participle. Having resolved all objects, akilam drisham, anything, everything objectifiable, into the self alone, atmani, right? Atmani, eva, akilam drisham pravilapya, having resolved akilam drisham, all drishas, all everything objectifiable, all that is objectifiable, atmani eva, into the self alone. Dhya, from dhi, which means buddhi, the buddhi, by the buddhi, by the intellect. Sudhihi, so dhya is instrumental singular. Sudhihi is a masculine long e ending noun, which is not very common. But sudhihi is the nominative singular. It means a wise person, or a person who has a pure buddhi. It's also just for a wise person, sudhihi. One who has knowledge, in other words. The sudhihi, the one who knows, the wise person, nominative singular, with his buddhi, dhya, pravilapya, having resolved akilam drishyam. The akila drisha, all drishas, the entire drisham, everything objectifiable, atmani, into the self alone. Bhavayet. Now here comes the verb, because when you have an indeclinable past participle, that will show sequential action of the one person having done this, then that same, both the subject having done this, then done this, then does this. So the subject, having resolved with his buddhi, everything objectifiable into the atma, bhavayet. Now, bhavayet is a potential. You haven't learned potential yet, but it's potential present tense. And you can translate a potential as one should. You know, one has to. One should, or one has to. Okay? That person should, that sudhihi is the subject of the sentence, that wise person, bhavayet. Now, the word bhavayet is often used in the sense of to meditate. That one should meditate. That's one way bhavaya is used. Or one should assume that state of being. You know, bhavayet. One should assume that state of being, or one should meditate, or one should abide in this way. So it depends on the context, but that's the idea. It comes from the root bu, to be or become. So bhavayet is one should meditate or assume the state of being or become in this way. Okay. So let one become, one should become, one has to become, or one should abide as ekam atmanam. The one self, atmanam here is accusative singular. Ekam and atmanam go together, the self, which is one. Ekam, accusative singular. Ekam atmanam. Nirmala akashavat. That self, which is sada. Sada at the end. Sada is an indeclinable. an indeclinable, which means always, at all times. That self, which is nirmala akashavat. This is a compound where nirmala means without impurity, so pure. The mala means impurity, or dust or dirt or impurity. Nira means without that. So niramala, akasha means space, like pure space, right? Sada, always. One should always remain as the one, the self, which is one, which is always pure, like space. Or one should always sada, you can take sada just right to the verb. One should always remain on the one self, which is like pure space. Now you can take here this this also to be talking about nirvikalpa samadhi. So let's read it that way, as a samadhi practice. The wise person means the person who has knowledge, having resolved with his buddhi all of the everything objectifiable into the self. Then let that person, having done that, this is a meditative practice, right? Then having done that, bhavyate, one should meditate, sada, always, on the one self, which is like, right? That vat is an indeclinable bit, which always means like, the one, the ekamatmanam, nirmala akashava, which is like pure space. Pure space has no objects in it. That's why space is often used as the closest thing you can get to Atma. Space is all pervasive in the creation. It's impossible to sully, and it has no objects. It's not no objects. It's free from any type of object. Does everybody see the verse?
It's all pervasive. It's free of objects. And what was that thing?
Those two, its space is pure, it's free of objects, it's all pervasive. Okay. That's the main thing. So it's a good drishtanta, right?
Yeah.
Every drishtanta, you have to remember, every drishtanta definitely comes up against a wall of limitation. And that always has to be acknowledged. You'll never, because it's a drishtanta, it will never exactly be the darshtanta. The thing, the darshtanta is the thing that the drishtanta is pointing to. There's always going to be a difference. But once you unfold the darshtanta, which here is Atma, then that drishtanta, if it's used properly, will just kind of click the mind into it. You always have to be careful because the student can always take the drishtanta farther than it can be taken, right? Okay? Okay, let's chant this verse and go on to the next one. Atmanyeva kilam. Oops. It's embarrassing. Let's see. Atmanyeva kilam drishyam. Atmanyeva khilam drishyam pravilapya thiyasidhihi pravilapya thiyasidhihi bhavayete kamatmanam bhavayete kamatmanam nirmala kashavatsada nirmala kashavatsada rupavaranadikam sarvam rupavaranadikam sarvam dihaya paramarthivat Vihaya paramarthavit Vihaya paramarthavit Vihaya paramarthavit Paripurna chidananda Paripurna chidananda Surupena vatishtate Surupena vatishtate Rupavaranadikam sarvam Rupavaranadikam sarvam Vihaya paramarthavit Vihaya paramarthavit paripurna chidananda paripurna chidananda swarupena vatishtate swarupena vatishtate Sandhi Rupa Varna Adikam Rupa Varna Adikam Sarvam Vihaya Parama Artha Vit. Parama artha vit. Paripurna chit ananda swarupena avatishtate. I broke that compound, which normally we would do. Paripurna chidananda swarupena avatishtate. That's how we have to chant it. But just so that you could... so I wouldn't chant too much at once, that's why I broke it. But otherwise, you won't break a compound. You have to chant the whole, because here's the compound. Paripurna chidananda swarupena. Then avatishtate. So that's all one word. So you can't just break something in the middle of a word. Okay, so let's look at the meaning. Rupa means form. Varna means color. Adika is the same as adi. Adikam. Can be considered a diminutive. It's often used for bahubahi. But it can have no meaning. That adi, that adding the ka, can just be used there to fill the meter. Sarvam, everything. Rupa, varna, etc. Everything, beginning with form, color, name, nama, rupa, color, all of the sense perception, all of the sense objects, you know. Rupa, varna, adikam, sarvam. Both an accusative singular. So sarvam is the pronoun. It means everything. And what is everything? Such as, in Sanskrit, in English, we go, everything, sarvam, adikam, such as, form, color, such as form and color. So, rupa, varna, adikam, sarvam, accusative, singular. Vihaya, you see that ya? Indeclinable past participle becomes ya when the verb is preceded by a preposition. Here the preposition is ha, so viha. So, vihaya. Having given up, having abandoned everything, having turned your back on, walked away from, given up, okay, renounced. Rupa varnadikam sarvam vihaya, having dismissed everything, such as everything beginning with form, color, etc. Who? Paramartha vit. Vit. When vit is at the end of a compound, it means the knower, the one who knows. It comes from the root vid, to know. So the paramartha vit, vit is the one who knows the paramartha. Paramartha vit, the paramartha, I'm surprised it doesn't say paramatma, but paramartha is the fourth purusharta, moksha. So one who knows the absolute, the paramarthic essential. You can say that. I wouldn't say the fourth purusharta. I would say paramarthika satyam, the absolute reality. Okay. So one who knows the paramartha, the absolute reality. So and here in the Bhashi says paramartha darshi, the one who sees the absolute reality. He's the one who knows.
But does artha mean reality or does it mean meaning?
It has many different meanings. It means object.
Okay.
It means meaning. It means purpose.
So
right?
Over here it means reality.
Because absolute, like we say, paramarthika satyam. Satyam means existence. The paramarthika satyam means the absolute existence. So we say paramartha, just absolute. The one who knows the absolute. Or the I would say absolute reality. Paramarthika, paramarthavit. Okay?
So the artha in there?
Artha. Paramartha.
Paramartha. So it's not the artha, it's not the second purushartha.
No. No, it's not that. It's paramartha. Paramartha means absolute.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you say the four purusharthas are what? Artha, dhamma, artha, kama, dharma, and moksha. So this would be the parama artha. Which would be the, if you took the purusharthas, it would be the moksha.
Mm-hmm.
But it wouldn't be artha when it's got parama in front of it. It wouldn't be artha in the sense of the third purusharta.
Mm-hmm.
So, take it as absolute. one who knows the Absolute, having given up everything, beginning with Rupa, having turned your back, renounced everything, Rupa Varanadikam, Paramarthavit, Paripurna, Paripurna, that which is absolutely full, full on all sides. You don't really need the Paripurna, but it fills the meter. Because Purna itself means that which is full. So now you say that's absolutely full. Okay, Paripurna. In all respects, Paripurna, Chit, consciousness, Ananda, limitless, Swarupena. The one's nature. Swarupa means one's own nature. The one's own nature, one's Swarupa, which is Paripurna Chit Ananda. Okay? Now I'm going to tell you something about this use of the instrumental. Do you see it's an instrumental there? Everybody see that? Swarupena is an instrumental? Okay. Avatishtate means to abide as, to remain as. Okay? The Paramarthavit Avatishtate remains as one's own self. It's called, when sometimes when we use the instrumental, there's a sutra for this, it's called ittambhave. It means that the instrumental is used to point out one's condition, to point out one's nature. So it's not by means of or because of. It's something which defines one's nature. So you would remain as one's own self. You would remain in your own swarupa. It's called ittambhave. It points to one's the state of being as it is. You heard of that, Bill? For the instrumental? Yeah. You need to know this because it comes up a lot in Vedanta. So it's different than by or with. It's as one's own being, as one's nature. Okay? So here, I take this as the ittambhave, because it goes like this. Rupa varanadikam sarvam vihaya. Having given up or renounced everything, beginning with form, etc., the one who knows the absolute reality, paramarthavit, paripurna chid ananda swarupena avatishtate, that one abides as one's own nature, or that one abides in one's own nature, which is paripurna chit ananda. You see it?
Paripurna chit ananda. How would you translate
that? I would say one abides in as one's own nature, which is limitless consciousness and fullness. I would probably work with it and think, well, how do I really want it? What words do I want to use? And that's probably what I would do. Mm-hmm. Limitless consciousness and fullness.
So you would leave the bliss out, huh?
Well, I don't use the word bliss because...
Yeah, it's kind of...
Yeah.
That's kind of fullness. That's, I know.
If I use full for Ananda, I'll use fullness usually.
So the Paripurna really covers it.
Paripurna, I'm just using limitless. Mm-hmm. Because Purna means full. Paripurna means absolutely full. You know, full in the sense like the filling of a cup. Mm-hmm. So it's a word that we use, we translate it often as limitless.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So absolutely limitless. Paripurna, mm-hmm. Limitless from all directions. The word pari, the preposition pari, means... It's circling around. So from all directions. Like you see something from all directions. That's pari. Okay? So here, paripurna. Limitless from all standpoints. That's the idea. Chit, consciousness. Ananda is the wholeness of the limitless fullness of your being. Okay? Rupa varanadikam sarvam vihaya paramarthavit. Is that the same? Or did I do it again? Rupa varanadikam sarvam. Rupa varanadikam sarvam vihaya paramarthavit. Vihaya paramarthavit. Paripurna Chidananda. Paripurna Chidananda. Surupena Vatishtate. Surupena Vatishtate. Okay, let's take a little break.
Car moving tonight.
Car moving tonight. Okay, Sanskrit grammar. First of all, look at this. You can look at this. This on the screen. This is Apte Sanskrit Dictionary. Okay. Has everybody been able to find this yet on their computer? If you Google Apte Sanskrit Dictionary, or I can even send you a link, you can get this dictionary on your computer. It's free. And so just go to Google Apte Sanskrit Dictionary, and there will be a link for it. And you just press the link, it comes right up. And let me show you, what is good about this? APTE, Apte Sanskrit Dictionary. Okay? So there will be a link for it. And this is, it's a wonderful dictionary. What it does is it takes this dictionary, which is the dictionary I use, this Apte Sanskrit Dictionary, and it gives the first, say there were 10 different meanings for a given word. It will, and each one, like each meaning would have maybe two or three synonyms. It will give the first synonym of each meaning, you know, which is often sufficient, you know. And so all you have to do, like, and here down here, see this part here, this bottom part, it gives the key. Like for a short you type in one for a long vowel, ah, you type in two us, right? So here, so this down here is the key. So if I wanted to type in, for instance, atma, I would do A-A-T-M-A-A. Okay? Except normally atma is actually atman. So it would be atman. You type in the substantive. And then I do a search on it. And here it is. Here are all the meanings. I know you probably can't see this clearly, but it gives all the meanings. And then you have to hit the back key. Say I wanted to do jiva. J-I-I-V-A. Okay? You just hit the search. And it gives all of the meanings. So this can be something, sometimes it's much faster than using your dictionary, you know, it's much, much faster. And here you can see, like, for the linguals, you have to use a capital letter, like capital T for T, capital T, capital letters for the linguals.
It's the international translator.
It is, pretty much, yeah.
It's like iTranslator.
It's like the iTranslator, yeah. Exactly. I think there are a couple of differences.
Okay.
Like, for instance, the palatal nya is a capital J. Okay, that's different than iTranslator.
Yeah.
Right, so there are a few differences, but not many.
But you can use both of those in iTranslator.
You can use capital J also?
I think so.
I didn't know that. That's good though. And for G, for the guttural nya is G, and I didn't know that that's different, isn't it?
That's
different. So there are a few differences.
Kyoto Convention.
And then also for like R instead of, it's just capital RR instead of capital RR, little I. So there's a few little things, you know. But for the most part, it's exactly the same, and this key is here. And if you end up, you know, studying this Sanskrit sentences, sometimes you can use this. I'd like you to at least know about it, right?
And it gives the meaning in English.
It gives the meaning in English. Yeah.
So what happens if you put an instrumental in and
it
doesn't pick it
up? It won't. You have to give the substantive. Mm-hmm. Like for Rama, you would give Rama. For Hari, Hari. For Atma, that's nominative singular. You would give Atman, right? And it gives a little paragraph here about that. But so for those of you who are getting more involved, then you should just know about that. How many of you know iTranslator?
I know a little.
You know it a little? Have you downloaded it? Mm-hmm. Have you downloaded it, Durga? Mm-hmm. Well, you've at least downloaded it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I've used it for years.
Yeah. iTranslator, this is another thing I'd like you to at least download, okay? Once you've downloaded it, oops, that's not what I wanted. Once you download this, it uses that same type of convention, like for a long vowel, it would be either two A's or capital A. So A-A-T-M-A-A. And then you convert it, and you get Atma, or you can get only the transliteration by hitting the transliteration, and then you convert it, and it'll be Atma, okay, with transliteration. Or you can use combined, which would be Atma in the Sanskrit, mm-hmm. and Atma is the transliteration. And then these things, you just do a simple copy.
Into a document.
Into a document,
mm-hmm.
right? And then this copy command, then you can change the size. You know, you can. You can put it into italics. You can put it into bold. Right, so. For those of you who are writing or doing any transliteration work from Swami, Swamiji's work, or transcribing things, you can use all of this, and it's free. Yeah,
it's fantastic.
It's fantastic. I mean, at school I teach all of this to all my students. Mm-hmm. When they come, the first required course is Eastern Theories of Self-Mind and Nature. That kind of gives them a foundation. I make them learn these. They complain that they're happy afterwards.
There's two different versions, and was it, I can't remember, the 2005?
And the 99.
I use the iTranslator 99.
The 99, yeah, that's the best one.
It doesn't have any bugs.
Right. Rather than using the latest version.
That's right, you should always use 99. iTranslator 99.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I thought it's time to remind you of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you still
have to... Oh, do you have this on the pocket PC? The dictionary?
No, I don't.
The what?
Well, do you have it on the pocket PC, you know, so that's like your dictionary, you know? I mean, you could just use it as a dictionary.
That's right. That,
I mean, if you have a pocket PC, that's
this
what it is.
This Opte?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to be online for it. That's the only thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You have your iPhone, you have it in your pocket.
Yeah, that's right.
But the iTranslator, you could put...
iTranslator, you don't need to be online.
Yeah, so you could download that, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that won't act like a dictionary. iTranslator isn't a dictionary.
Yeah, yeah, right. iTranslator.
But the other
right.
one is.
Yeah.
What's Opte?
It's just the name of the person who did the dictionary. Yeah. And there are...
Okay. French?
So why is
now, that's Monier Williams, I think, maybe French. Monier Williams.
So how is it better to the dictionary because you don't have that, you can't type in the double A. So.
Well, with the dictionary, you just have to spend the time looking it up.
Uh-huh.
It's just faster.
Right.
Like if I'm reading something, and I don't know a word, I'll just type it in.
But you need to know the substantive.
You need to know the substantive. You need to be able to recognize the substantive from the gram from what you see there in the reading, which you will be able to do more and more as you learn.
But in I was just saying, in the dictionary, you might not know the substantive, but you might still come across it by simply just kind of screening.
Absolutely, and so that's when Opte doesn't work because you can't figure out what the root is for the substantive. Then you go to the dictionary. But just for the quick and dirty, it's just really...
Uh-huh.
But when you're reading, so first you need to break the compound, then you need to know the declension or the conjugation, then you need to come to the substantive.
That's right.
It'll be a long time before we can look anything up.
Still, for those,
it's great.
You know, when you're these things are useful though. Like, there's also study tools. Like, the more you study Sanskrit, you know, like learning that transliteration program is an opportunity to study Sanskrit.
Yeah.
Also, like, say if you're you're taking these sentences here, and you type these sentences in transliteration into iTranslator, and then have them come out. You know, that's really it's a good exercise. You know, and then to translate it with a Sunday book, and it's just a different thing to do, if you like to.
It really increased my knowledge of Sanskrit using my translator.
Oh, really?
Because of memory, you know.
All of the lessons from the book that I showed you, I used to put in my translator, and then break those down where we could.
Then rewrite them with
every single word we went in and tore it apart, you know, to put the sentence together. Because the translation of these lessons is not given anywhere.
So how does it apply to the Sanghi? How do the Sanghi rules kind of come into play then?
You need to be able to break the Sanghi. When you read a sentence, you can't use Optes dictionary if you can't break the Sanghi. Because you won't know what the word is. You know, so as your vocabulary develops and your familiarity with Sanskrit develops, like if, say if I see a word I don't know, I'll still be able to know what the word is. Right? Whereas when you're first starting out, not only do you not know what's there, you don't know what's, what part is a word, what the word is. You know, but fooling around with these things is helpful. It just makes your mind more agile. If you're into it. If you're not, it doesn't matter. It's not like you have to. Okay, let's go to page 91. Actually, I go to page 90. I'm going to go through all of this. I kind of like the way he talks about this. I want to give you some examples. So let's look at what we've learned. Bottom of page 90 in Bhandaka. The past passive participle is formed by adding ta to the root as shruta. See that? And over on the right hand side you have a list of several roots with past passive participles added to them, and some of the standard differences or Sunday changes that can happen to a root if once ta is added to it. And so we've gone through that, and also in your Antoine, there's a really nice list. Let me see what page is that list on. I think it's let me find that here. No. Oh, that's good too. Yeah, I showed you that. I was looking for something else. So the other page in here. Yeah, that sounds right. Just a minute. Yeah, on page 86. Page 86 and 87. It also gives you a breakdown, number 84, perfect participle passive, which is the same as past passive participle. It gives you examples of Sunday rules that the ta will often go through, right? And so we went through all of these. But you know what? It's very helpful on your own to just read through these rules and read through this list on page 91 and 92 so you get used to seeing the past passive participle in this way. Now, one other thing about the past passive participle, just to remind you, is that it becomes, because the word, the letter ta ends in an a, it's dealt with as an adjective, an a ending adjective. Like, in other words, it declines like an a ending noun. So it could, in masculine, it would decline like Rama, In neuter, it would decline like pala. In the feminine, it would take a long ah and decline like sita. And so we've seen this with our readings. We're going to go and see more with the readings, and I'll point this out to you. But I want to bring this back to your attention. Okay?
During the past, passive participle is always used as an adjective, or also as a verb sometimes.
It's always declined like an adjective, but sometimes it's used as the verb in the sentence, and sometimes it's used as an adjective in the sentence.
But it's always declined as an adjective.
That's right. It's always declined like an ending adjective. Which means if the word that it's related to is masculine, it will be declined like a masculine ending noun. If the word that it's related to is neuter, it will be declined like a neuter. You know? Okay. Okay. Good.
Right, but meaning it can be used
as adjective or noun
or verb. But it's always the adjective in terms of the
declension.
So it's not a conjugation, it's always a declension.
If you look on page 89 and 90 of Antoine, this is also, as we start learning all of these, helpful to read through all of this. If you go to the bottom of page 89, number 3, at the bottom of page 89, in Antoine, the perfect passive participle, which is past passive participle, okay, can be used as an adjective, as a finite verb in the passive, right? And as a finite verb in the active, in the case of intransitive verbs, right? And it gives some examples of that. Right? So this is something to keep reviewing as we go over these things. So that's past passive participle, and we will be going over them a lot. So don't worry about it. But I want to make sure that you have a self-study tool. The next one we looked at, the infinitive of purpose, is formed by adding tum to the root. As shrotum. Now the final vowel is, or the penultimate short takes its guna substitute before this termination. Do you see that little asterisk down there? So shru would become shrotum. And by infinitive of purpose, that's just simply the same as our infinitive in...
I'm sorry, where are you in the first? Where are you?
We're back at... We're continuing to read on Bhandarka.
Okay.
Page 90. At the bottom of page 9.
Oh, yes, okay.
The infinitive of purpose is used by adding tum to the root as shru, shro tum. That means the guna. Short middle vowel or ending vowel takes guna. So shru, shro tum. Okay? And that infinitive of purpose just means like, I want to give. Okay? That it's just like the infinitive of the infinitive in English. To give or for the purpose of giving. And so it's going to be related to the verb usually. I want to do. I am able. Another very common one, I am able or I am able to do. You know, so that's the translation is always the infinitive translation. Remember that in Sanskrit, you can never use the verbal root. Like say you have the root bud. To know. You can't just put bud in the sentence as an infinitive. Like bud is not useful. You have to add endings onto it. For instance, in English that's not true. The infinitive is to know. And you can use that infinitive in a sentence. But in Sanskrit you have to use the infinitive of purpose to use the infinitive.
So the infinitive of purpose is always used as a verb in
it's used as an infinitive of purpose. It'll never be the main verb in the sentence.
Okay.
Because you would have to have some verb that relates to it. Like one that often does is I want. He, she, or he wants. Or I am able. Those are two that are very common, right? Okay. To use with the infinitive. Let's look at... Now this is the one I want to do a little bit with. The indeclinable past participle, or absolutive, that's another name for it, but we're using indeclinable past participle, which is probably the most common. That's the top of page 91 in Bhandarika. Is formed by adding twa to the root. Shru to hear, shru twa, having heard. Okay? Now, with this infinitive of purpose, with this indeclinable past participle, it is used for one subject, the one, and it shows sequential action. Having done this, he then did this, right? So having gone home, he washed the dishes. So the one subject, one or many subjects, but one subject, singular, dual, or plural, having done an action, then does another. And you can have many indeclinables, having done this, then having done that, then having done that, then the main verb, he does this.
So it's one subject or subjects doing sequential action.
That's right. By subjects, one subject, I mean singular, dual, or plural.
Yeah.
Right? All of the horses, having grazed in the pasture, came back to their stalls. Right? So that's how that's used. We use it in Vedanta, you'll see it all of the time. And sometimes it'll be used more than one sequential action, right? Having gone home, right? Having gone to the store, and then having come home, and then having cleaned the house, she was finally able to rest. Sequential, but then the sequential action will be taken in the order that it's given. So it would be indeclinable past participle, indeclinable past participle, indeclinable past participle, verb. The verb is the last action. So having done all of these things in this sequence, then this. Okay?
Verb is always going to be last in this sequence.
It will always, the verb doesn't have to be placed last in the sentence, right. So because the verb is always going to be the last action. But say if you have more than, so it doesn't matter where it's placed. The verb will always be the last thing that's having done all of these things, now this. So the verb could even be placed first, but you know that it has to be the last thing done.
Right. She rested having.
Exactly. But if you have more than one indeclinable past participle, then that sequence matters. Because they're all going to be the same, right? So you, in order to know which came first and then which, the order is important.
So there will actually be sequential.
First this, then this, then this, and that's how you read it.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of the main verb, that can go anywhere because the main verb is not the same construction as the indeclinable past participle. So then your sequence will matter if you have a bunch of them. Normally, 8 times out of 10. There's only going to be one indeclinable past participle and one verb.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't have to be. Okay, now, let's look at this. I want you to get this because you'll see, and it happens, it comes all the time in Sanskrit and all the time in Vedanta. If the root is just the simple root without, like shru, without an upasarga, without a preposition, then it'll take twa. Easy, just go straight on to it. Shru twa, okay? But now, if the root, and they have an example here, if the root has an upasarga, preposition like anubhu is the example they use, Sanupasarga. Then it will take ya. It means exactly the same thing. It's just a different formation. So you're this and then this. Anubhuya. Mean exactly the same thing in terms of formation. Anubhu means to experience. Right? Or to experience. So this would mean having heard, because shu means to hear. Anubhu means to experience. Anubhuya means having experience. These are exactly the same. They're indeclinable past participles. The only difference is because this root has a preposition, an upasarga, It will take twa, it will take ya.
So it would be bhutva or anubhuya?
No, it won't take, it would be bhutva.
Then bhutva or anubhuya.
That's right. Or anubhuya. Now, if the root happens to end in a short vowel, what do they have here? Kri. Anukri. I think that means to imitate, yeah. Anukri. If it should end in a short vowel, as opposed to a long vowel consonant, if it should end in a short vowel, then it takes tya. It gets this. Aluta is augmented there. Still means exactly the same. It's still an indeclinable past participle. Anukritya. Okay? So you need to get used to seeing twa, ya, when it's a long vowel or consonant ending a noun, a verb, sorry, or when if it's not an upasarga and ends in a short consonant, it takes chya, anukritya, having imitated. So these three forms. Okay? So, up to this point, these are what we've been working with. And I haven't taught you this part, so I wanted you to see this now so we could look at some of these sentences.
The past, passive participle, and the infinitive of purpose don't have any other variations. They're just always one way, right?
They're always one way. Now, the only thing that I pointed out, and we're going to read this paragraph here for you that you need to get used to. Is everybody okay with this, first of all?
The last one is...
I'm almost okay with it.
The last one, it's a tia, too, is right?
Tia. Yeah.
And that's based on, it's a tia because of...
When this ends, when the verb ends in a short vowel,
okay.
That's the only time where it ends in a short vowel.
And it's got a
preposition. And it has a preposition, yeah. If it's got a preposition in front of it and it ends in a short vowel, it takes tia. If it ends in a long vowel or a consonant, it takes just ya. If it has a preposition in front of it. So these are the three forms.
He's enthusiastic. Cut us along.
Very nice.
Is it bottom?
It would be even a nice break for you to hear it on the tape. Oh, that's it. He's been playing his game. He kind of dripped off. Okay, let's go to page 91. Look at the second paragraph. Before all these terminations except ya, and that anubhuya is the ya, okay? Before all the terminations except ya, some roots take the augment e. And I talked a little bit about this. This is something maybe if you get more along in Sanskrit, you'll memorize the like 100 roots or so that actually take this e. They're called sate roots, roots that are with this letter e. As opposed to a nit roots that don't take the E. And that's a Panini grammatical term. So there are a large set of roots that before a lot of different types of terminations will take this letter E, and they'll take the letter E pretty consistently. For your purposes now, what I want is for you to know that sometimes instead of ta, you'll say ita. Instead of tum, you'll see itum. Instead of twa, you'll see itwa. And I'll show you in the back of this Antoine. We'll just go through and read some of those so that you can see. And how he deals with it here is reasonable for this at this point. He says, as a general rule, however, roots ending in short vowels do not take it. There are some other modifications which the roots undergo which are too various to be noted here. So he does make a list of a lot of different Sunday rules. Right? He didn't get into the Sunday rules as much as Antoine did, because he didn't want to teach all of these at this time. Okay? So now, that's what you need to know, is that a lot of roots are going to take heat. And before we do some examples, let's go to the Antoine, and go to the back of Antoine, with a number that Penny had given earlier, let's see, page 124. if you see, like, starting with, do you see how it'll put in parentheses the conjugational sign, like that's first gonna, tenth gonna, first gonna, tenth conjugation, do you see that? The parents, that's what those parentheses stand for, fourth gonna, second gonna, sixth gonna. Anybody see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, you have learned the present tense, and you've learned the present passive. The present passive, if you recall, is you take the atmanepada endings, you add ya to the root, and then add the atmanepada endings. It looks like a fourth atmanepada verb, actually. So it gives you here the present active, and here first, and you can tell by the T that after T it's first parasmipada, because that's an that's a parasmipada ending, right? And then ajite, see that for the present passive? At plus ya plus te, ajite. So if you remember your present active and present passive, you have learned this, and you can recognize it. Okay? Now, but let's go over some of them. Past passive participle, which is the ta ending, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look at ati ta. Now that tells you that at is one of those roots that takes an e. Right? Some roots take e, like there's a large handful of roots that take e and a lot that don't. But if it takes e in the past passive part of participle, atita, it will in the indeclinable and the infinitive. Okay? Atitwa, atitum. You see that going across? Atita, atitwa, atitum. Do you see how all of them take e? Do you see the ta as a marker of past passive participle? The twa as indeclinable past participle? The tum as infinitive of purpose? Did y'all see that? Anybody lost?
I'm lost.
What are you lost about?
I understand the twa and the tum,
mm-hmm.
but what am I looking for here in the past passive? I know I'm looking for an e, but I don't see what happened.
Do you see the ut is the root, and then see the short e?
Oh, wait a second. Yeah. Oh.
And then do you see the
ta? Yeah.
Artita. So remember when I said passive participle, sometimes you'll see ta, or you'll see the ta sundied onto a consonant, or you'll see itta. So now you should see itta, ittwa, ittum. You see it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's go to the next one. Arch. Archati. You see it's a first parasmipeda. Arch plus ya plus te, archate is the passive. So archati, he or she worships. Archate, it is worshipped. Passive, present passive. Then archita, it's a saint root, it takes e. Architwa, having archita is worshipped, is or was worshipped. Architwa, having worshipped. Arachitum, to worship. Okay for everyone? Let's go to the next one. Request. Tenth gunna. And you can see by the ending that it's atmanepada. Artayate. Tenth gunna takes aya. Okay? Then for the passive, art plus ya plus te, artayate. So, artiyate, he or she requests. Artiyate, it is requested by so-and-so. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Artita, is or was requested. It's a state root again. See the E? Artita. Artayitwa. Now, we talked about this briefly. I'm going to point it out again. in, first look at Artyitva and Artyitum. You see that? In the tenth gana roots, the aya affix stays. So instead of Artyitva and Artyitum, it's Artyitva and Artyitum. This is the tenth gana is peculiar, right? It's a peculiar formation. And so instead of the twa just being added on to the art, like artitwa, it keeps that aya, then the aya is replaced by the e ayitwa. Artitwa, artitum. And you'll find this in other, all of the tenth gunas.
Have you this
I mentioned it, but we haven't done it in any depth. So go down to the second page, the third one down, cut, which is also tenth gunna. Everybody see that? Cut, mm-hmm. To tell. The past, the present active, katiyati, katiyate. That means it can take parasmaipada or atmanipada. Katiyati, there's the aya affix, katiyati, katiyate, the mm-hmm. conjugational sign aya. Then katyate, so katyati, katyate, he or she tells, katyate is told, passive. Then katita, ita, this is another state root. You can see how many state roots there are. Then katayitwa, do you see how it keeps the aya? Instead of aya, it becomes ayitwa, katayitum, ayitum. Katita is or was told, katayitwa, having told, katiyitum, to tell. Go down to clear, a few more down to do. It's an eighth gunner, clear. Is everybody there?
So how are we going to know if this is a state root or not?
You just see the E. You don't need to know because you won't be writing. If you're writing, then you have to memorize what roots are state and which roots are in it. But you're not writing. You're only reading. Mm-hmm. So you'll know that when you see it, oh, this is a state root. That's all.
What root did you
say? State means sa it. It means it takes the letter E. It's a punini term.
Mm-hmm.
Anit. It means it doesn't take the letter E. Most are anit.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, what, 100 or so state.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, in volume 2 of Bhandarkar, he prints out the whole list of state roots.
Now, it doesn't matter about what guna it's in. These that we just happen to be in the tent.
I'll tell you what. The guna only matters. You're only going to deal with the guna in the present tense, the past tense, the potential mood, and the imperative mood. After that, gunna doesn't matter. When you're doing the part, except to know that in the tenth gunna roots will take this aya in the indeclinable past participle and the infinitive. But the gunna won't be used in the formation of the verbal form or in the participle form. But you have to know it for the present tense.
Could you say that again? When is the gunna only...
present tense, present,
mm-hmm.
past,
mm-hmm.
which is called imperfect. Okay, so the present, the imperfect, those are the two tenses,
mm-hmm.
and then the potential,
mm-hmm.
and the imperative.
Mm-hmm.
Once we're out of those four, we're going to be into what will be important is whether the root is sate or anit. Whether it takes an E or doesn't take an E, then that's what becomes important. But not for these four tenses. The gunas are for the four tenses. I mean, the two tenses and the two moods.
Mm-hmm.
Present, imperfect, potential, and imperative. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to look at clear, which is an eighth gunna root. It doesn't. You haven't learned eighth gunna, but it doesn't matter. The present is karoti.
Mm-hmm.
He or she does. Kriyate, this is the fourth atmanapada form actually, kriyate, is done. Then, This is not a sate root. This is an init root. It doesn't take you. Krita, krit plus ta, krita, is or was done. Krit plus toi, krit toi, having done. Everybody see? Krit toi, having done. Karitum. Remember that the ending vowel in the for the tomb ending? The ending vowel or middle short middle vowel takes guna. So krit becomes kar. Karitum, to do.
So krita is done, huh?
Krita is or was done. Mm-hmm. The past passive participle can be, depending upon the context, be translated in the present passive also.
The present passive is done.
Yeah,
is,
that's why I say
is or was.
Yeah. Is or was done. Yeah, but the present passive is done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go down to the third one up from the bottom, crude, to be angry. You see, that's a fourth gunner root. Krudyati,
mm-hmm.
You see, it's parasmaipada. He or she is angry. Okay, krudyati. Krudyate, it this is an intransitive verb, so it's going to stay the same.
Mm.
Right? He or she is angry.
Mm.
Now look at the past passive participle. Note the root is krud. It ends in an aspirate. You see that? Krud. When krud ends in an aspirate, the da will go to its unaspirate and become krud, and then the ta will change to da. Now, this whole sequence, this particular sandhi, you saw on page 87 of your antiform. Verbs ending with a single aspirate, da, ba, or ha, change those aspirates to da, ba, or ga, respectively, while ta becomes da. This is a very common change.
Can you say the page again? Where that
was? It's on page 87.
Right.
So you can see here, krud plus ta becomes krud da. Krud plus twa becomes krud twa.
Mm.
Krud plus tum becomes krodum. Same sandhi. Remember that in the tum ending it takes guna. So by your krud there, you could just make a little note, page 87 or something, mm-hmm. so that you can refer to that.
So krudum means either was angry.
Either was angry. If it's an intransitive verb, it's going to translate the same way. Like, for instance, if I say gum, gachati,
mm-hmm.
say if I say saha, ramaha, gachati, rama goes. I could say ramaha, gataha. You're not going to say rama is gone. Say rama goes, or rama went. So it can take the same active meaning, and that's also talked about in your Bhandarka, I mean in your antiform.
So in past, it's not was. It wouldn't be anger. Was angry. It would be was angry.
Yeah, you could say was angry because it's intransitive. You just translate it like a past tense. Yeah. If it's intransitive, you just translate it like a past tense, and you can still use it.
So that only kicks in as past as a PPP, huh? That's where it's not in the present.
Listen, as a finite verb, this is for the past passive participle. It can be used as a finite verb in the active, in the case of intransitive verbs, okay, and of verbs meaning to go, to stand, to dwell, to climb, to be born, and to awake. It's just used as an active, in intransitive. What were you saying, Hasa?
I missed that intransitive thing totally, but...
Do you know what an intransitive verb is?
No, actually, yeah.
Okay. Transitive verb means that the verb takes an object. It acts upon an object. Like a stock example is, I hit the ball. Right, so the verb is impacting an object.
Mm-hmm.
Another example, I read the book. The reading is being done to the object.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes it translative.
Mm-hmm.
An intransitive verb doesn't have an object. Okay. It reflects back on the subject. For instance, I cry. I am crying. I'm not crying on something.
Mm-hmm.
I may be crying about something, but the crying reflects back to the subject.
Okay.
I smile. I laugh. Even I go. I walk.
Mm-hmm.
I stand. These verbs are reflecting back on the subject, so they don't take an object.
Mm-hmm.
They're called intransitive.
Okay.
And so, if the verb is intransitive, means it doesn't take an object, then if it's used as a past passive participle, which it can very well be used and often is used, it will be translated actively. So, in other words, if I have this one that we're working on, crude, to be angry, crudeha, if crudity means I am angry, or he is angry, then crudeha saha. It's as I said, ramaha crudyati. Rama is angry. Then I could say ramaha crudeha. Rama is or was angry. See? So I could change. Crudwa. Ramaha crudwa, having been angry, gachati went. Agachat. He left. He stormed out of the house again. Krodhum. What if I said krodhum means to be angry? Right? Krodhum, to be angry. Starting to get it a little bit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just said before that the change actually that you were referring to on page 87 actually only applies after the past, after the PPP, right? With
which change?
From the aspirate to the unaspirate.
Yes, but look, it's not just the if that sundi happens for the past passive participle, the same sundi will happen for the indeclinable past participle and for the infinitive of purpose. That's why I want you to say crudha, crudhwa, crudhum. It's exactly the same because all of those participles begin with a ta. Ta, twa, tum. So the same sundi is going to apply. If they're sate, they'll be itta, ittwa, ittum. If they're not sate, then they'll just be ta, twa, and tum, and they're going to sundi on to whatever the verbal form is. The infinitives will take guna. Infinitive of purpose will take guna. Okay? Our time's up, but what we're going to do next week, we've already gone through some of these. We're going to go through them, all of them, again on page 93 and 94 and look at different examples. Right? There's also one other form I can show you. But on page, in Bhandarka, page 93 and 94, there's a lot of sentences. Each one of these sentences are using one of these forms. And so we're going to play with them and try to recognize them and see them in different ways. It might be helpful. I would read these pages in the Antoine and read through. Just go run your finger down these verbs and go across and see if you can start becoming familiar with these patterns. Recognize these tombs and dooms. And, okay?
I need more review. I forget what they're talking about. I forget what they talk. But I'll go back and review.
Go back and review, and we'll go over it again.
Okay.
Let's just say it. Om Purnamidam 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 Purnam Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.